Earlier in the week, we told you that changes at the Durham Warehouse Service Center had led to widespread delays this month in product orders from the LCBO retail outlets and wholesale customers. And they were arriving later than normal. In some cases, there were people complaining that shelves were unstocked. When we reached out to the LCBO, they said, well, they wouldn't tell us the specific amount of products that were affected, what products were affected. You know, any specifics. And I thought, well, we're the clients and the shareholders. Why are you being so vague? Now we have some insider information on this glitch that led to the shortage. Warren Smokey Thomas joins us. He's the president of OPSU. Warren, welcome to the show. Or Smokey, I'll call you, because it seems weird calling you Warren.
Yes. Yeah, no, thanks for having me on, Kelly. I appreciate it.
So how long ago did the LCBO start testing this new distribution system?
Well, they started apparently developing it. They hired a company, come in, gave them an office right in a boardroom at the Durham Warehouse. They've been there well over a year. Apparently, they ran a test run in March, realized it didn't work. The company was going back to do more work. What they're doing is rewriting all the software for all the computer systems and all the scanners and everything. And then they tried again, apparently, in May and June. They did some limited runs, and it didn't work. And our folks who were on the front line said, look, this doesn't work. And they launched it anyway.
What about it didn't work? Do you have any specifics on that? Any of your members saying, here's what the problem was?
Yeah, so what happened? So the Durham Warehouse is highly automated. I've toured it. It really is a technological marvel.
Can you describe that for the average person? Like, what would you see if you walked in there?
So what you would see is little robots, like just little machines. They don't look like robots you've seen in a movie. Little machines.
Too bad.
Run on tracks, and they go up and down these massive stacks of alcohol, and they pick orders, and they're all barcodes, SKUs, I guess they call them in the industry. You know, those on your cashier, goes your barcode.
Yeah, sure.
Well, same in there. So then they pick the orders. Now, some very high stuff, $5,000 bottle stuff, is all picked by hand, but it's very much automated. So then it comes down. So a store sends in an order, and they need 20 of this, 10 of that, 50 of this, whatever they need, right? And it all goes on skids and by these computer-controlled little thingy-dingies. And then the skids are shrunk-wrapped, put on trucks, and delivered, and it's all automated. So what happened here is when they're given to understand from our IT folks, I'm not a techie, but so they started rewriting all the software. So now all these machines don't work. It doesn't no longer communicates this new software. It won't communicate properly with all the equipment.
So then the robots, let me just take a look, I guess, and maybe I'm wrong on this. So the robots would get the SKU. They go to fill the order, but the robots are not getting the correct information to get the stock to fill the order because they're saying the stock's there.
Yes, the stock's there, and that's your understanding is the same as mine. I think that's exactly right.
How hard would it be to rectify this by putting? Is it so technologically advanced that Durham Warehouse that you couldn't bring in people to manually grab the orders?
Well, they're doing that now, so they got people working double shifts 7 days a week, and just trying to keep up. But the reason they had automation was there's so much product moved through that warehouse. That's why they went automated. You just couldn't physically keep up with all the work. You'd have to quadruple the work.
We like our booze, is what you're saying.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Well, think about this, Kelly. So you're a worker, and the boss comes to you and says, here, we're going to do this now. Well, boss, we tried it, and it don't work. I'm telling you, it don't work. They had training, and they couldn't make it work. And the boss says, well, that's fine, but we're doing it anyway. Well, then, how demoralized would you be? I mean, so your boss makes you try to go to a new system that simply doesn't work.
And is it demoralizing because you know that ultimately you're going to be climbing up on those racks and doing it by hand eventually?
Yeah, I don't think you can get up on a lot of those racks. That's the thing, right? Because there are some walkways, if I recall correctly. So you're going to be going, doing what a machine would do in 20 minutes, might take you 2 hours, because you're going all over the building, right? It's, so you got Seagram's here, Walker's there, you got beer here, spirit, vodka there, and so you're going around trying to, you got to go pick it all, and I don't know how they're getting up and down there, and I think some of it's working a little bit, but I guess I talked to some of my union leadership, And they say, like, you know, can you imagine, like, you know, we told them it won't work. Well, think about this, that when the government, and this isn't, the LCBO is owned by us, the taxpayers, run by the government, but when the government rolled out that SAMS computer system, I actually told the premier and Deb Matthews and Liz Sandals, I said, that thing won't work. My members tell me it doesn't work. We will not launch it if it won't work. Well, they launched it anyway. Remember the SAMS computer fiasco?
I actually don't remember that.
But it was a social assistance management system.
So okay.
Checks to ODSP and Ontario Works. It got royally screwed up, cost over $100 million to fix. It was IBM. I don't think they paid to fix it, and it's still not fixed.
Okay, so well, let's get back to this distribution system. Have they fixed the glitch, or are they still working on the glitch right now?
Apparently they're still working on it, and our folks are working hard to... the priority, I guess, is to stock grocery stores and wholesalers, like agency stores and bars and restaurants, but they're ignoring their own stores.
Wow.
So I hope they get it fixed soon. And,
well, so do we. Now, are they giving you any specifics on timeline? Are they giving you any specifics on exactly why they launched in the busiest time of year?
They treat us like they treat the press. They just don't tell us anything. To tell us a bunch of BS, right? Some spin some yard about how they're modernizing. You know, and I listened to that the CEO a few months back, him bragging and me agreeing with him, that the warehouse was the most advanced in the world, what a marvel it was and everything else and how well it worked. So why would you try and fix something that's not broken?
Okay, let me ask you this. Is there any way that you think the management didn't take the warning seriously back in March that this glitch it was making, that the system wasn't working, this new system they're putting in, because the management thought workers were trying to protect their own jobs from automation?
No, well, they wouldn't be trying to protect their own jobs from automation because it is already automated. I think so somewhere Doug Ford appointed a bunch of his buddies to, you know, so they've gotten rid of a lot of people. I'm calling on the premier to look at the LCBO. He put some people on there specifically, appointed them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these people, these managers, probably make $450,000, $500,000 a year. So somebody making that kind of money, if they're that incompetent, they should be fired. And if they didn't believe the workers, they should be fired.
Wait a minute.
Don't lie, you know.
Smokey, are you saying that this LCBO distribution problem in the warehouse all comes down and should be resting on the shoulders of our premier, Doug Ford?
Yeah, because he changed a whole bunch of people on the board. So he put a real estate guy on the board. He changed a bunch of the appointments. The chair of the board was gone like the 2 days later, who was a Liberal appointee. And it's not unusual for governments when they change the appointees to the boards. But somewhere along here, the board would have had to say, yes, we will go undertake that automation project. It may have started under the Liberals. It's hard to say. These are all the questions that should be answered. But the manager, whoever is in charge of that internally, right, that would be a director or, you know, senior manager, they're the ones that would say launch it, and they're the ones that should be held accountable, and that's the person or persons that should be fired, frankly, should be fired for I predict, Kelly, that you'll just find that this is another scandal in the making. I believe there's more to this than meets the eye. And we're digging around on our own part, and I know there are some reporters digging around trying to get to the bottom of all this. Like, why would you do this? Why would you do it in the busiest time of the year? Second busiest time of year. Christmas is busier. And risk it screwing up. And every computer system that's been launched in federal government, the Phoenix payroll system is the same perfect example. They're all done by private companies, and every one of them screw up. So somewhere along the way, you know, it gets screwed up. Who pays to fix it after? You know, there's a lot of lost revenue here, and how much more increased cost to make the darn thing work if they can? I mean, the feds are finally abandoning Phoenix and starting all over. I mean, we're going to have shortages on the shelves. I mean, I talked to the, you know, Kingston store, for example, where I live. They're supposed to get a truck today. I'll hear later. So we're canvassing our local presidents to find out just how, is it getting any better? Is it getting worse? So we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Well, Smokey, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate your insight into this.
I appreciate your interest. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll have to wait and see. What is that, Doug Ford on the line? He told us he listens to the show. If I was the premier, I'd be calling in and at least saying I'm looking for answers.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.